When he had good health, what he was doing, you carry on writing it down. If Allah Ta'ala grants him shifa, if he recuperates, then Allah Pak uses that sickness as a means of cleansing him. He gets cleansed of his sins. And if Allah Pak grants him death, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that sickness as a means of maghfirat for him and as a means of having mercy upon him. Sick person, who doesn't take pity on a sick person? We see a man on the street, we don't know him from anywhere. Whatever color he may be, the person is sick, immediately some raham comes in our heart. When Allah himself personally created that man, how much of mercy is coming in Allah when he is seeing that person sick? It belongs to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it as a means of forgiving the person, as a means of mercy for the person. Sometimes we see our father, our mother is suffering in sickness, in pain. It's not for nothing. It's not for nothing. Allah Pak is forgiving the person, Allah Pak is having mercy upon the person. Now the message for us to take, the lesson that we learn from here, is that while we got our good health, we must do maximum amount of good deeds. Lot of people feel, no, when I get old, I'll do. When I'm old, I don't know if I'm going to have the health. I rather do now while I got the health, so that when I get old and I can't do, it's still going to be recorded for me. It's still going to be written down for me. So many people, they got arthritis now in their old age. They got this problem, that problem. Now imagine one elder on the first day or the day before Ramadan Sharif telling me, Maana, I won't make it for Tarabi. I won't manage to make it because now they put a bag for me and the Tarabi time is too long. Now that bag is just going to fill up, then I need to release it, you know. So he said, now he was a person who was paaband, tahajjud guzar. Forget five time namaz, tahajjud guzar. Now due to his illness, it's not his fault, he is sick, he is excused. Allah Pak is going to still give him the sawab, because when he had his health, then he was reading all the namaz, then he was doing everything. So don't leave the aman salih for old age. When old age comes, we don't know what our halat is going to be. We don't even know if we're going to live to see old age. So make hay while the sun shines. While we got the chance now, now is the time to do. Whatever we can do, we must do. My Shaykh is Muhammad Spatiya Sawdawan Barakatum. One, two times it came out from his mouth. He said, in those days when we used to go to the Haram, he's telling us now. He said, in those days when we were young, then there was no military and all that at that time. So he said, that time when they used to close the Haram, Madina Sharif, so then we would, he's saying that he used to stay right till the end. After they finished, close the doors. After they closed the doors, then he used to go to those cleaners. And he used to tell them, now, let me help you all to clean. So they used to give him one broom or one mop or something. And then now he, for hours now, he'll clean with them now, whatever they tell him to do now. So he'll be sweeping the haram, cleaning here, polishing there, doing something here. Now can he do it now? In his old age now? So that time he used to sit from Asr time till wee part of the morning, till they finished cleaning the whole haram and coming out. Now he can't sit like that. Now he's gone old. But he still sits for much longer than people of health sit. But he can't sit as he used to sit in his young days. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still going to give him the thawab, still going to give him the ajr. So we must do whatever we can do while we got the health. While we got the health, do what we can do. In the fifth hadith sharif here, Hazrat Muhammad bin Khalid As-Salami Rahimahullah narrates from his father Rahimahullah, who narrates from his grandfather Radiyallahu ta'ala. The grandfather was Sahabi. Father is Tabi. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a banda is going to be granted a certain status from Allah which he cannot reach through his own deeds, he can't reach that status through his actions, his amal are too weak, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts him with some calamity, either in his body, he gets some sickness, or in his wealth, he suffers some loss in the wealth, or his children. Now imagine I was talking to one person the other day who has got a child who is not normal. And he's telling me, you know, when anybody tells me that they got problems in their life, husband and wife, they're fighting and all that. So I ask them, what's the matter? Is your wife normal? Are you normal? Are your children normal? So if they apply positive to those three answers, so then I ask them, then where's the problem? What problem do you have? Then he's telling me, Maulana, it's not easy living with a child. Now the child is no more a child. The child was a child. Now the person is an adult. But the person is not normal. The one day one brother came here and he took me to his house some years back. And he's got a brother and a sister. Now they all must be in the 30s or something. But they can't do a thing. If you want them to move from here to there, you got to carry them from here to there. You got to bath them, change them, everything. They can't do anything for themselves. So sometimes Allah Pak tests a person with the child. The child is not normal. Sometimes Allah Pak takes a child away. Person has got a normal flower blooming nicely. Allah Pak takes the child away. Sometimes a parent is pinning his hopes on a certain child. You know, that child will get big. That child will be my Sahara, my support. Allah Pak takes the child away. Imagine that brother from Thailand. Just before Ramadan Sharif, they went for the Jalsa to Azadville. Coming back, accident, he passed away. Now where's his parents? Parents are in Thailand. He is studying here in Newcastle. Don't know how many years he hasn't seen his parents. And now you go to phone and tell those parents, that one who you sent for the sake of Allah is gone to Allah. You really made fi sabilillah of him. And like that, so many. Sometimes the person just qualified. Now you got so much, like imagine that Seder Morana from Ladysmith. Now he just qualified, studying in England, came back home, alim, just started serving the deen of Allah. Allah Pak took him away. So sometimes Allah Pak tests with the child. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this person sabr. Because Allah Pak wants to give the person a very high stage. The person can't earn it with his deeds. So Allah Pak afflicts him in different departments of his life. But then Allah Pak gives him sabr also. He exercises sabr until he reaches that status which has been determined for him. That state that Allah Pak wants to give him, he reaches that stage through his sabr, through his patience. The next hadith sharif, Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala says that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the afflicted ones are given sawab on the day of Qiyamah, the healthy ones, now listen to this hadith, this is a hadith really makes you wonder, you know. We'll read it again from the beginning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the afflicted ones, those people who went through problems in the dunya, the afflicted ones are given sawab on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak rewards them for their sabr on their afflictions. The healthy ones will wish, I mean the people who don't have problems in the dunya, they will wish that if only their skins were cut with scissors in the world, if somebody skinned them alive, why didn't somebody skin them alive in the world? When they look at the sawab that these people are getting who were afflicted with problems, they will wish if only we were given such a problem that we were skinned alive.